Cardinal Innovations Healthcare has been under fire for the quality of behavioral health care it provides to Medicaid recipients in Mecklenburg County. Among the bigger complaints is a delay in responding to clients in crisis. Cardinal officials defended themselves yesterday before Mecklenburg County commissioners, but commissioners were not satisfied with their explanations. WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports.
Cardinal coordinates behavioral health care for 825,000 Medicaid recipients in Mecklenburg and 19 other counties. At a meeting last month that Cardinal wasn't invited to, Assistant County Manager Anthony Trotman said, among other things, that Cardinal denied or delayed care for 42 abandoned or neglected children in the county. He said Cardinal also cut funding for Mecklenburg's mobile mental health crisis response team, which Trotman said caused the team to miss 52 calls for service in 2.5 months. Trotman suggested Mecklenburg could end its relationship with Cardinal. Cardinal Chief Operating Officer Dietrich Williams said yesterday there were quite possibly delays.
We acknowledge that we have opportunities within our network. We need to increase access.
But Williams said all children in need of emergency placement received services through Cardinal. Cardinal CEO Trey Sutton said it did not cut funding for the crisis response team, but changed its funding model. Sutton said commissioners from all 20 counties and Cardinal should work together with the state health department to discuss possible solutions and develop a work plan.
Let's work together rather than against one another. Let's come up with a plan. Let's hold each other accountable and let's work to it. Let's do it.
But several commissioners were wary, including Vilma Leek.
I want to know the zip code of the 40 children that you did not serve and you were slow in serving. You have those zip codes because you have that information. I'd like to have those zip codes.
Cardinal has hired a third-party consultant to help develop what it calls a child welfare model, according to the presentation to commissioners. The company is also scheduled to meet next week with leaders from the State Health Department and commissioners from 20 North Carolina counties. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.